Lidus must not have been very busy this morning. Sadie turned from locking her front door to find Maud Clevenger, her spry but elderly landlady, standing beneath the patio cover of her own backyard. Maud lived with Vern, her husband, also retired, in the elegantly restored Craftsman that fronted the small guest house Sadie rented. But Maud spent a lot of time trimming plants, building rock statues, or adding the occasional gnome, ceramic frog, or other ornament to her yard. She loved to show Jaden her latest find or treasure. "I haven't been to Lolita's," she said. "I wasn't scheduled today."
"I'm sorry to hear that. I know you could use the hours."
Maud was aware of her financial troubles because Sadie had been forced to ask if she could pay her rent in two separate payments the past few months. "It's okay. I had a job interview somewhere else," she said. "I only came home because I needed to change. I promised Jaden I'd take him to the park."
"Where is Jaden?"
She glanced around as if she was surprised she didn't see him. "With Petra Smart, down the street. I'm on my way to get him."
"I thought maybe his father took him."
Maud was curious about her relationship with Sly, often asked leading questions, which Sadie did her best to answer without giving too much away.
"No." "Is Sly at work, then?"
"I really can't say. When I spoke with him last night, he didn't mention his schedule."
And why would she ask? It wasn't as if he'd help her out even if he wasn't working.
Sly never did his part when it came to parenting, but she had to be careful not to complain too loudly. She couldn't let word get back to her ex-husband that she was trash-talking him. He was such a proud and private person, hard enough to deal with when he didn't have a legitimate reason to be angry with her. The jewels on Maud's rings glinted as a shard of sunlight pierced through the clouds.
"So, how'd the interview go?"
Sadie held her car keys at the ready. Although anxious to leave, she paused to finish the conversation. Maud got bored now and then and wanted to gossip, but she was essentially a good person. That she'd allowed Sadie to move in without a security deposit had been instrumental in Sadie being able to get out of the house she'd shared with Sly. Sadie would always be grateful to her.
"Good. I got the job."
"How wonderful!" She clapped her hands. "But I'm surprised you didn't mention that you had an opportunity."
Why would she mention it? She hadn't been sure she'd keep the appointment, and she knew everyone would try to dissuade her, if they could, just as Sly had done. She wouldn't have told him if he hadn't been so adamant that she couldn't afford to live separately from him, and should come back. He'd actually invited her to live as a roommate for a while, until they could figure things out. But she could guess how long that would last.
"I didn't tell anyone, in case it didn't go well," she explained.
"Apparently you were worried for nothing. You got the job."
"Yes."
She could meet her expenses without having to cave in to Sly's demands. That brought her spirits up, gave her more hope than she'd felt in a long while. The bangles on Maud's arms clanged when she lifted her colorful muumuu to keep it from dragging as she walked closer. The rain had stopped, but the ground was still wet.
"So where will you be working?"
Explaining this part wasn't going to be as exciting as the rest. But nothing had been perfect in Sadie's world for a long time. She figured she might as well hold her head high and accept whatever disapproval she'd encounter as a result of her decision to work for Dawson Reed. Word would get out eventually. It wasn't as if she could keep what she did every day a secret. This community was too small for that.
"At the Reed farm?"
Maud's mouth opened and closed twice before she managed a proper response.
"You mean, where Lonnie and Larry were murdered?"
"That's right. Their son's planning to get the farm running again. He's home now."
"The adopted son who might have killed them?"
Sadie felt her smile grow strained.
"Dawson was acquitted, in case you haven't heard."
"I've heard. It was all over the news. But you've never worked on a farm, have you? What will you be doing?"
"I'll be taking care of his sister."
"Angela."
"You know her?"
"Not personally. The Reeds belong to my sister."